On with the news. A trapeze artist wins a national competition. A £1 million revamp forces a four-week closure of a key road near the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. And a city pub closes for a month-long refurbishment.
A 10-year-old has achieved a lofty goal by becoming a national champion for his trapeze act. Arlo Sly from Cossey recently came out on top in the junior category of the Aerial Performance Arts Final. Not only that, but he fulfilled his dream of performing for Russell's International Circus, while beating 39 other contestants on the day. His father Richard says his son is happiest when he's flying off the ground. Richard, who's 44, said it's been his dream to perform since he was about 5 years old. He likes a variety of aerial apparatus, but the trapeze is one of his favourites. He joined Oak Street Circus when he was 5 and has been part of their academy since 8. There were 13 regional events, and the top 3 from around the country were then invited to the final at Russell's Circus. So to see him fulfil his dream of performing there was great. He had been working on his routine at the academy and had been perfecting it for the last 8 months. His big goal is to work for Cirque du Soleil, but he's also keen to perform on cruise ships.
A record store that started life as a pop-up shop has moved into a big new home in the city. Mark Blenkiron opened his shop, Dirt, in Magdalen Street earlier this month. It is easily recognisable by its black frontage painted with white skulls. Mark said, "We've been really popular since opening a few weeks ago. We are quite unique. We sell loads of punk and alternative rock CDs and vinyls, as well as leather belts, tote bags, badges and patches." Dirt started gaining a following after Mark opened a pop-up shop in Magdalen Street between December 2022 and July 2023, before closing while hunting for a bigger new home. Dirt can now be found in the former home of Spinner's Gaming Shop at 97 Magdalen Street and is open 7 days a week.
Ambulances, patients and staff heading to Norfolk's biggest hospital will face diversions when a £1 million roundabout revamp forces a four-week closure of a key road. Work to make changes to the roundabout at the junction of the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital's Access Road and Colney Lane will start on Monday, September the 9th and last for 6 months. While the roundabout will stay open, Colney Lane East, which leads to the hospital from Roundhouse Way off Newmarket Road, will be closed for 4 weeks early next year. Hospital patients, visitors and staff are being asked to use alternative routes and to plan extra time for their journeys. Ambulances and buses will be diverted via Heatherset Lane to reach the hospital. The work is being done by Bullen Developments and contractors Breheny as part of a condition of 2013 planning permission for redevelopment of Norwich Research Park. The developer had to improve links to the hospital and research park, including changes to the Colney Lane roundabout to improve traffic flow. The work should have happened sooner but was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. This work will ultimately deliver significant benefits to those needing to access the hospital and the institutions which make up our superb research park.
GCSE results. City students were left on cloud nine after coming away with top results. There were shrieks of glee as high school leavers returned to collect their results and say farewell to their teachers as they tore open their eagerly anticipated results. And there were success stories galore as pupils who began their high school journeys in lockdown saw the fruits of the last 4 years pay off. Among these was Francesca Sablowski, a pupil of Norwich High School for Girls, who earned grade 9 in all 11 of her chosen subjects. The school also saw double joy for twins Natalie and Ivy Platten, who gained 10 GCSEs each, all between 7 and 9, and 10 grade 9s between them. Another school where a set of twins celebrated together was Langley School in Taverham, where brothers James and Toby Goldsmith achieved 13 grade 9s combined. Wyndham College was another school which boasted a straight 9s pupil, Freya Simmons, who said earning 10 grade 9s was a dream come true. Heatherset Academy had more than a dozen pupils achieve 8 or more grade 9s. 4 years ago, less than one in five came away with grades five or above in their GCSEs. This year, more than half, 55%, of children celebrated these grades, with three-quarters achieving passing grades in both maths and English. Principal Anthony Little said that when he arrived, the city school was like a tanker. Now he has watched it gradually close the gap on schools with traditionally stronger reputations, such as Heatherset Academy and nearby Notre Dame. With the school celebrating one of its strongest set of results on record and due for a major rebuild in years to come, Mr. Little is buoyed by its resurgence. He said, "These results show such a big turnaround for us, which means so, so much to an area that has its disadvantages. There is no magical formula, but our students have been working incredibly hard and we are taking great strides. Our attendance is one of the best in the county now, and I'm really proud of what our pupils have achieved." A group of five children at City Norwich School earned 32 grade 9s and 12 grade 8s between them. Following advice issued by Norfolk School Leaders Association, many of the city schools opted against sharing their results publicly, a trend which began during the COVID pandemic. However, those that did offered the following results, percent of grades 4 to 9 in maths and English. Heatherset Academy, 85%. Hewitt Academy, 73%. Jane Austen College, 78%. And Langley School, 84%. And Wyndham College, 87%.
A pub in the centre of Norwich has closed for a month as it is undergoing a refurb. The Lamb Inn closed its doors recently for the next 4 weeks while the exciting renovations take place. The pub, part of the Stonegate Group, held a summer closing party over the bank holiday weekend. A spokesman for the Lamb Inn said, "We've closed our doors to begin work on exciting new renovations for the Lamb Inn. We will open on September the 25th with some very exciting reopening plans, which we will announce close to the time." Earlier this month, Norwich City Council approved a series of plans at the venue, including a new outdoor bar, an upgrade to its signage, and the installation of several light-up signs around the site. In the plans, the lower half of the building will be painted dark grey as part of the work, which will also see the interior of the pub transformed.